Welcome to podcast 328, three Asians and a white guy with a glandular problem.
That's what three of us is. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray. And we have with us today Mr. Jeffrey.
Hi, Jeff. Hey.
And Ryan.
What's up, guys?
Hey, it's good to hear you guys. It's been some time now, Ryan and Jeff.
It's been a while. Mm-hmm. More than a year, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And you're still in Toronto, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
For now.
For now? What do you mean? You're going to move soon? Or what?
Who knows where I'll end up?
Oh, really?
Hopefully Houston.
Maybe. I knew you were going to say that, right?
Who knows?
I'll say this as I look at this picture I found of Ryan floating around online one day with him standing there naked.
Oh,
what, my God. What are you talking about?
I found a picture of you online, buck naked.
No.
With your ass showing, turning around sideways with you looking over your shoulder, out and up.
It wasn't me.
We should see that. I should show that to my husband. So,
please, I'm keeping this all to myself.
Okay. Just search for Ryan. Okay, so Jeff, you're in New York right now.
Yes. Right?
Yay, yes. New York.
Yeah, New York. You're back. When did you come back from your trip?
We came back on Sunday-ish, I think. I don't remember.
You don't remember?
We're still drunk.
You're still drunk. We would like to talk about Bear Week. You know, you guys have been there. But first, that's a big story for us for now. How about some weekend updates? Just previously, what did you guys do? Jeff?
Well, we didn't do very much other than Bear Week. Just Bear Week, and that's it, and then drove home. So
oh, that's it? Okay. All right. How about you, Ryan?
Oh, you mean just the weekend?
Just
the weekend. Mm-hmm. Well, we drove back from Provincetown to Montreal on Saturday morning. So I spent the night in Montreal, mm-hmm. and it was like our post Bear Week partying.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. So and then I went back. I took the train back to Toronto on Sunday.
I see.
So that's a lot of traveling. A lot of traveling, driving, trains.
You were traveling alone?
I drove up from Montreal with friends to Provincetown. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Montreal on my own on the train. Yeah.
Oh okay. Yeah. Wow. Oh, you guys have been traveling, just driving around. But Ray and I were just in Houston this weekend. Ray, weren't you in the pool party, Ray?
No, I ended up not going to the pool party.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, it was storming so bad, and I asked somebody that lived out there. I was like, is the weather bad out there? Oh, yeah, it's too bad. They probably canceled the pool party.
Oh, really? You think
and
so?
And come to find out, no, they didn't cancel the pool party. It was actually a pretty nice pool party, from what I understand. So,
were they naked?
I don't know. Since I was there, I was not there. I do not know.
Oh, okay.
So I sit here and watch The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, which is an excellent movie if y'all should wish to rent it on Netflix. It's Swedish with English subtitles, but it's a great, if you like mystery movies, it's a great movie to watch.
I see. Well, let me see. Last weekend was just really a stay in Houston type of thing for me. We just did a lot of stuff for the softball team, practices and fundraising. Boring, but we just gotta do it. Honestly, I wish we don't have to do it, but we gotta do it. I made some egg rolls. Ooh. You know, the
what are those egg rolls you made for my party? Did you take those?
That's what happened, because I couldn't cook them in the last party that Ray held. So I ended up cooking it. It's a turkey. I did turkey egg rolls. Because it's not like the usual pork, right? Like Ryan. you might be familiar with that. But yeah, it's turkey, because you know, I have some Muslim friends, some people who may be Jewish or Danish, so they can try it out too. So that's the way I do the egg rolls. But yeah, that's pretty much what we did. Very boring. Now I would like to know, many of the listeners would like to know about the about Bear Week. Bear Week. So, when did Bear Week start? I mean, Friday, as in Friday night, the week, two Fridays ago or something. Ryan.
Well, we got there Saturday afternoon. But I think it's been going on since Thursday or something like that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the registration and everything started Friday.
Oh my god!
So
I bet there's thousands who registered.
There were literally I heard it was 7,000 or something like that.
God, that's the biggest baron ever.
Yeah, it certainly felt like it. There were, if you ask Jeffrey, you have to line up for literally half an hour to an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for everything. I'm not even.
Yeah, for everything. So.
When did you arrive, Jeff?
What was that?
When did you arrive?
I arrived on with Michael on Saturday, July 10th, around 11 at night. So we ran in. I think that's when I ran into Ryan, too, right in front of Spiritus that night.
Oh, yeah, I was so drunk when I ran into you then.
Yeah, what's so special
Ryan
about
drunk?
This?
What?
What?
I feel bad. I ate your pizza.
Oh, it's Ray's pizza? What pizza? Oh, yeah, his...
Jeffrey's pizza.
Jeff's pizza.
you don't need to be eating Jeffrey's food, because he needs to gain a little weight anyhow. He's a little skinny boy.
Yeah, eat a sandwich.
That's right, eat a sandwich.
Eat a
I need to take him down to Georgia and let them, fatten him up,
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Eat some butter. So how about Spirit's Pizza? Jeff was telling me about it earlier. I was asking, Jeff, what's up with that? What's up with that place? Ryan or Jeff?
Jeff. Yeah, I thought. No, go ahead, Jeff. You showed me the place. So
yeah.
Well, it seems like a lot of the bears basically when all the bars close, all the bars close really early. They all close at 1, and all the bears and chasers and all the furry creatures in the community, we're like children of the damned, and we all march to the middle of town, and it's where Spiritus Pizza is, and we just all have pizza together. So,
Oh, nice. Okay,
the pizza's okay. There are several bears that don't think that there's better pizza out there, but it's the only place that's opens, really late into the night. So,
oh, that's why. Okay, after partying and stuff, and I've been hearing about it from Mike. When last time Mike and I were there, we just passed by Spiritus Pizza, but we didn't. I don't remember us eating there. I don't think we did, but it's really famous. I've been hearing about it, and Mike was telling me about it. My partner Mike was been telling me about the Spiritus Pizza, so that's why I wanted to ask. And you guys are saying that it's really full. That Spiritus Pizza, it's really a bear hangout after hours or something.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah,
that's where everybody goes. Even if you can even meet people out there. So.
Ah,
that's where
okay.
Everybody goes.
Mm-hmm. That's good. So, okay, Ryan, this is for you. I have a question. How you're pals with Malcolm?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes, actually, he directed Bear Nation.
Uh huh.
And it was showing at Provincetown.
Okay, so how did that go? Listeners, we're talking about Malcolm Ingram. Yeah, so he's the director and director of Bear Nation. So how did it go? Did you get to watch it?
I actually didn't. I feel bad. I actually didn't get to watch it. Mm-hmm. I just don't know. Maybe scheduling. Because I was scheduling with my friends too. So we just didn't get a chance to go watch it. I mean, I myself have seen it twice.
Oh, really? Already?
Yeah.
Okay.
They showed it here at the Gay and Lesbian Film Festival in May. So I've seen it at a screening.
Mm-hmm. So. How did it turn out in Provincetown?
People were messaging me. They were saying that they really liked it, and a couple people come up to me and they said they saw me on there and they thought that I did a great job. So,
nice.
But I mean, as far as the whole documentary goes, people liked it.
Okay.
I haven't really heard anything negative about it, so okay. I'm assuming everyone liked it.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Did you get to watch it, Jeff?
Oh yeah, definitely. We actually. Michael and I and Benny, as well as Krim, which is these two guys are one of our roommates, and we all went to go see it together. We skipped the tea dance and we went there instead because it was kind of raining. So that day, I think that was on a Wednesday, I think,
mm-hmm.
And we went and saw it, and we all loved it. It was really good. It's kind of funny because when I saw Ryan up there and he's talking and he starts saying all this stuff, and I was I started getting a little teary eyed. I was like, oh shit, I can totally relate to what you're saying.
Oh my god, teary-eyed.
Well,
Yeah, Ray and
well,
I haven't.
What were you talking about, Ryan? Because, you know, us in the boonies of Houston haven't seen, been able to see the movie because it hasn't come here.
Yeah, well, I don't want to talk. I don't want to say too much, but like, I guess they were just talking. I was just talking about, you know, me coming out and why, you know, why I like bears, why, you know, why I find them attractive. Mm-hmm. You know, little coming out stories when I was first coming out, like how scared I was and all that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we asked they asked a large cross section of like bears, chasers, and different types of people in the community. So I felt like it was a very good documentary.
Okay. I've yet to see it. I mean, it's been in Dallas. It's been in Austin. I just
Well, we just need to contact Malcolm and see what we can do to get it to Houston because we can rent a theater. I'm sure we can raise $500 to pay for the theater and show it here.
Mm-hmm.
And we just need to get it scheduled.
Yeah, but yeah. He's busy. He's gonna be Malcolm Ingram is gonna be in Comic Con and he's gonna be very busy.
That's this week. Gonna be over with.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Oh my God!
That's right, because I'm not there and I'm there about.
Oh yeah, wow.
I wanted to go. Okay, so in the in Providence, what else did you guys do? What's so special about? What other things that you guys did special? I mean,
Well, hey, let's back up for a second here.
All
first,
right.
Tell us about what Bear Week in Provincetown is all about.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, Jeff, yeah, go ahead.
For people that's never been, have no clue.
Well, I've never been. I've just been
because we're going to talk about an email I got today about something, and we got to remember there are people out there that have no clue what in hell we're talking about.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, what's Bear Week?
What's Bear Week? Jeffrey, tell us what. Since you're the writer, you can tell us what Bear Week in P-Town's about.
Oh great. Well, it's a week long bear event mainly, and it's really all about the location, because the location really made it really good, because it's kind of like a beachy town, but the town itself is very gay. It's, to me, it's like gay Mecca East, as opposed to like San Francisco gay Mecca West. And a lot of the bears that went to Lazy Bear, they actually prefer Bear Week over Lazy Bear, because mainly because of the town. It's just so inviting. There's so much to do. You can go to the beach. You can hang out. You can go shopping. It's very relaxed environment. It's very accepting, relaxed, fun, safe environment. And
so, P-Town or Fire Island?
I've never been to Fire Island, so I don't know what that's like.
Okay.
But the safety aspect is huge, too, because like Michael and I were walking back home sometimes at like 3, 4, even 5 in the morning, and sometimes I would be by myself.
Did I go to midnight mass or what?
Yeah, that's.
I doubt it.
We were all on our knees. Uh-huh. We'll just say that.
Oh. Okay.
That was you?
No, I'm kidding.
Ooh, rice on rice action.
Rice. Stick of rice. Okay. I guess people who. There's no Lazy Bear this year, though, right?
No, there isn't. Because the reason why there were so many muscle bears there was mainly for the reason that. Lazy Bear got canceled this year, so all the muscle bears came to Provincetown this year.
I see. Okay, which brings me to this is something, a topic that that Ryan mentioned about bears versus muscle bears. Yeah, so what's up with that, Ryan? I mean, it's something that you noticed at the Bear Week.
Well, I mean, I noticed the muscle bears. I mean, some of them are really hot, but it didn't really bother me, because you know I see that in any kind of bar. I see guys who are, you know, who go to the gym more often than other people. So, but you know, a lot of people I was talking to, they had kind of the same notion. Like basically, they were saying that it would be better if the muscle bears weren't here, yada yada, and.
Oh really? Okay.
Like maybe they felt threatened, or I don't know. Maybe it's just a general distaste. But I mean, I know some of them, right?
Okay.
And you know, there are certain individuals that when they walk through a crowd, they don't look at anybody. They look past people. You know, those are people that can exist in any kind of any kind of culture. Like, you can be a bear and have that kind of attitude. So I call them douchebags. But anyways.
Okay.
Like, and for the most part, it didn't really bother me because, honestly, I was just out there trying to get laid.
Ah.
Like everybody else. But, you know, I can understand why people would have a problem with it because, you know, certain people would – they would bump into you. They won't say anything. They won't say excuse me or anything like that.
Really?
Those kind of guys that feel like the world owes them something,
Oh,
those are guys who – Sorry?
The Yankees.
The Yankees. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But, I could see why people had a problem with it.
Yeah. So, usually if it's Berwick, have you been to Berwick before? Have you, Jeff or Ryan, have you guys been to Berwick before?
It's my first time.
It's your first time? And you're, yeah, we gotta go, Ray. One of these days, Ray.
Well, first of all, what was the chaser situation like there? Because
what's
I hear about all the muscle bears and all the bears, but what was the chaser situation like?
There were a fair amount, right, Jeff?
Yeah, I think so. And there was a good amount of Asians there too. A nice pocketful or handful.
I see. Must be in heaven. Just watching all those. It's just like you and me, Jeff, at the, what is it, at the, in Chicago. And last year? Yeah, when we were in Chicago at Bear Pride. Lots of bears, and yeah. I feel like we're the only Asians in the group. Yeah, yeah, it's good. I mean, I envy you guys. You guys got to experience Bear Week. One of these days, maybe Mike and I should go to Bear Week.
Let's talk hard facts here. How much does it cost to go to Bear Week in Peoria?
Yes. Well, what is the damage?
For those that are financially inclined, is this something that we can dream towards, or, you know, we have to go to the smaller runs that are closer to home?
Go
ahead.
You've gone a few times, right, Jeff? So
this is my second time going. I've also been to Spooky Bear, which is the Halloween version of it, but it's not a week long, it's just a weekend long. And I've also went at one time with my family, so a total of about five times. The cost is, it depends. If you're going for Bear Week, I would say your best bet, if you want to save money, is to try to get a house with a bunch of friends, or it's much cheaper than staying in, like, at a bed and breakfast, because bed and breakfasts, they can range from $200 to like $300, $400 and up a day per day. But if you rent a house or something, it could be like $1,200 or $1,000 for the whole house for the whole week. And if you get like four or five bedrooms and you split that in, you know, four
cheaper
or five
that
ways,
way. Nice.
That's really not bad. But there's also the camping option too, because there were a bunch of bears that I knew that went, and I talked with them, and they went camping too. So that's not bad either if you're into camping.
We can hook the Barbie camper up and go, Maynard.
Yeah, let's go. We can do that. You can bring your camper, yeah. But you have to drive it all the way there.
That's a long drive. I don't know.
No. You won't do what we did last year. It's pretty far. It's a very, very far drive. Okay, so you've been there twice for Bear Week, Jeff, and you notice there's a big change in the group. Like before, there were lots of bears, but this one was more bears and muscle bears. It's a big change. Is that what you observed?
Yes, I did notice that. Mm-hmm. And I think the main reason was the closing of Lazy Bear. So not closing, but they just didn't run this year. That was the main reason. But to me, I welcomed it because I think muscle bears are hot. Mm-hmm. I didn't mind them. There were several muscle bears that, you know, that didn't look at you like you were kind of invisible, like you didn't exist. And that kind of bothered me a little bit, but I didn't really care. You know, I mean, if they're not going to even look at me, they're not really worth talking to.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but there were some that were really nice and they were friendly and they're just down to earth guys. And, you know, I chatted with them and got some photos with those guys. So
nice. Oh, you got to meet my friend James.
Yes, I did meet him, and
yeah.
Yes, he is hung.
Which James are we talking about?
James and Henry.
Oh.
Okay.
What was that, American Grizzly?
Yeah, they were 90, an American.
90 what? Was it 90 or 2000?
Oh, something. God, I don't know. It's probably 2000. It's been a long time ago. Yeah, I'm glad you got to meet my friend James. Jeff.
I think I met some of Johnny's friends, too.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. should take your pictures. I haven't seen your pictures yet.
I've been for the last 2 days. I've been going through and sorting them out and trying to figure out what to upload and what not to upload and what's safe for Facebook and what's not Facebook safe.
Oh, that bad. Okay.
All the non-safe ones you can send to me, or Maynard, and we'll.
Yep, and I'll proof them for you. Yeah, we'll check it out.
Yeah, because those little three that Ryan put up the other day, the only comment I had was, "Why do you have your Speedo on?"
How'd you know it was a Speedo?
I've seen enough of them.
Okay. I was trying to hide it. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Trying to go deeper in the water, but
Okay, how about a location there? Is it the Dick Dock? Is that how we call it? Ray, you gotta hear about this. Okay. Tell us about the Dick Dock.
Jeff took me.
Jeff, you're the tour guide. Okay.
Oh yeah, I'm the tour guide of Dick Dock. Okay.
Okay.
And Jeff knows Dick.
Yep.
Oh well, maybe. I know a few dicks.
And he likes docking. Okay. So what's up with the Dick Dock?
Well, do you have a description, Ryan?
Well, remember I was telling you we were walking down. I was like, I was real drunk, and I was like, I can't fucking see. I was like, I can't fucking see anything. That's the only thing. You can't really see anything. So I mean, if that's your thing, cool. But we just walked out.
It's basically a hospitality lounge, but except it's on the beach and it's underneath like a dock, and you hear water. Like the ocean waves,
and you get sand.
You hear a lot of
shirts.
Things slapping.
Yeah, you hear a lot of that too. So,
oh my god,
I thought that was a seal.
Is it under a hotel or something, or?
It's underneath the big giant deck of the boat slip. So the boat slip is basically a bar, and there's an outside deck, and the deck is huge. And underneath that deck is the basically Dick Dock.
I see. Oh. They just called it the Dick Dock, or is it labeled really?
I don't know how it got its name. But I think there's actually a Wikipedia entry for Dick Dock.
Oh, really? Okay.
I heard it's been around for a long time. Okay. People were telling me it's been around for many, many, many years, even before Bear Week. So I guess the police know about it and everyone. I don't know. Because there was some guy that was sitting at the bottom of the stairs handing out condoms. So I mean, yeah. So I mean, I guess everybody knows about it. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. So there are cops there that they don't care.
From what I was hearing, people were telling me that cops would go there. They would tell people to leave, and then like 10 minutes later, guys would come back.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about go ahead, Jeff.
It's all funny games until somebody cuts the lights on. That's all I
got. Oh yeah.
Well, it's pretty safe, I think, in the sense of like arrests and stuff, because I think I heard something about the history of it where it's basically on private property, I think. So the cops aren't really allowed to go onto it and arrest you because it's considered private property. Mm-hmm. So therefore it's kind of okay. It's like a shady area, I think. But they do clear him out, but I don't think they can really arrest you or anything.
I see. Okay, because if they arrest anyone, it will just be put a damper in the whole party, and people may just complain. I guess it's like New Orleans, right? It's like sudden decadence.
I wouldn't know.
The cops don't know. I mean, the cops don't care. I mean, they would, but
well, I think they care, but I think it's that game that cops have to play. I mean, they know that there are laws against it, but they also know that look. We need income coming into this town because, you know, and if we get too strict on stuff, then people aren't going to come and we're going to dry up our source of income. So,
yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, I think it's one of those things that play. I mean, I think it goes back and forth. And I think, yeah, some places, sometimes things go to a little extreme and the cops really do have to crack down. But I think during most things, people kind of like, okay, you know, we're adults, just play by the rules nicely and don't cause any big trouble and everything's fine. Until you get that one nut that screws everything up for everybody, so.
Mm-hmm. Some killjoy.
So, guys. Jeffrey, who puts on Bear Week at P-Town? So you're saying there was registrations and all that. Who puts it on? Is it a group or?
Yes, it is. It is actually a group. It's by the Provincetown Bears.
Okay.
Wow. Yep. They must have made hundreds and thousands of dollars right for that week. Wow. whatever, whoever their beneficiaries are, would be very, very happy. Well, for one thing, that place is really I find it really gay. The last time I was there last year, it's a nice place. It's lots of things to see, and the beach is nice. I think Mike and I got to try the beach there. It's nice. I like it. So how about the food? How about the food there? Well, besides the star, was it Spirit's Pizza? Well, how about the food there? I mean, how were you fed?
Well, I ate a lot of scallop because someone told me that P-Town is known for scallop.
Okay.
And I love scallops. So all I ate were like fried scallops, like seafood platters and everything. But I also ate a lot of, like some lobster, some really big lobster actually.
A lobster.
Yeah, we drove out. Yeah, we drove outside of Provincetown to get the good lobster. Like our lobster was like 3.5 pounds.
So for how much?
My friend got it, so I didn't ask.
Okay, very nice friend.
I just ate.
You just ate. Oh, here's a lobster. Here's scallops. That's good. Yeah. And how about you, Jeff?
Here's this lobster. You're going to work it off an hour or two.
Yeah, it takes me about 20 minutes, a half hour for me to eat one. And so Jeff, how about you? Did you eat a lot of seafood there too, I guess?
I ate a good amount of seafood. Michael had some lobster. We had scallops. We had shrimp. And we pretty much had all kinds of seafood. We went to the grocery store a couple times and we actually cooked a couple meals at our place, and we went out and ate too. So it's a little of both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
So what was the highlight of the week?
Yeah,
because y'all were all there pretty much what, 7 days or 5 days, 6 days?
What would you say you were really so happy that you were there, or you know, just something that was exciting or the best time that you had in there in Provincetown last week?
Well, for me, I went to P-Town without really any expectations. I just really wanted to relax in the pool and watch a lot of hot bears. But my highlight was I didn't get to do any shows. I didn't get to the beach. I didn't do anything really. I was just hanging out, T-dance all the time. But, you know, my highlight was seeing all my friends that I haven't seen in years, because I haven't been to a bear event in a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's been probably more than a year since I've been to one. But you see, like, you go travel to all these bear events, you see a lot of friends, you meet a lot of friends, and they were all here. So most of the people I've met on bear events were here, and you know, I got to hang out with everybody. So that was the highlight of my week.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Jeff? Is it the Dick Doc?
The highlight would have to be the tea dances. The tea dances are it's just very social. I like that you can actually see the other person. And you can have a conversation with them. You can go dancing.
Kneeling down.
Mm-hmm. Right? You can go to the pool. And it's I love social events, especially like, and it's during the daytime. So it's very different from most bear events where you're either in the lobby hanging out, like lobby whoring, or you're either, you know, at the bar.
Right? Oh, yes. The actual dance was really fun. People were just, we're enjoying the music. Everyone was dancing crazy all over the place, and that was my favorite part of P-Town too. Was the tea dances, like the actual dance floor? It was great. It was great.
What are actual tea dances for people that don't know?
I don't know if there's an official thing for it. I actually don't know what the official thing. Well, I think it's
tea dance is just really just around 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, something like that. Is that the time that you guys were there? And then you guys get to drink and do whatever, dance.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's just that it's tea time is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's towards the afternoon.
Yeah, I think
4 to 7.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think we don't have tea dances in Canada. But the first tea dance I've ever been to was in Michigan in Saugatuck.
Mm.
So and you know it's a great time to drink and dance, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is there a website for this thing? Did you guys register online or something? Or you just went there and just register or pay? How much was the registration?
Registration, there's various costs for registration because they had a tiered system. And if you wanted to go see more, then you just paid more, and less is so.
I see. It's like a la carte. Okay.
And I don't think you can do last minute registration, especially this year because they ran out. I forgot to register, and all my friends were making fun of me the whole week, actually, and they're saying, you know, I can't go to these events, but you can definitely pay a la carte. Mm-hmm. But you know, I missed out on the package. I missed out on the shirt. I missed out on the whole.
So you don't have proof that you were there.
No, I don't.
Oh, I'm sure there's videos and pictures somewhere.
Yeah, I guess.
I've got pictures.
Oh yeah,
oh, sweet.
And videos.
G-rated.
I want the X-rated.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So yeah, I guess next year. Let's try it out. Let's try if we can make it next year, right?
We'll try.
That's the first part of this Chaser show with Nard, Ray, Jeff, and Ryan. And stay tuned for part two next week. Okay? And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. If you have comments, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com. Subscribe by iTunes and follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Thank you everyone for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Many whoops and many hugs.